the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The other night, my best bud in the radio biz shared a YouTube clip featuring two of our mutually most favorite acts, David Letterman and REM. It was a vintage performance of Radio Free Europe and South Central Rain from 1983. During the 80s, I spent many a blurry-eyed morning after a late night with Letterman. Not only did he have great musical acts, his out-of-studio bits were good-natured adolescent fun, like dropping things from a five-story tower, or squeezing things in a giant press, or exploding things, you get the idea. But mostly, Dave was and still is a great interviewer, a hell of a broadcaster who consistently comes off as an affable character. He even handled it well when he got caught stooping his assistant Stephanie. But after 30 years of late night TV, he's pulling the plug on his mic, and speculation is rife on who will fill his considerable shoes. So far, the front runners include Stephen Colbert, Chelsea Handler, Conan O'Brien, Craig Ferguson, and Piers Morgan. Personally, I hope Colbert gets the shot. The Fox TV Tea Party crowd will be watching Jimmy Fallon anyway, so CBS doesn't have to worry that Stephen's right-wing nutball shtick is going to alienate them. Colbert's got that frenetic energy. He's sharp as a tack and so quick on his feet, maybe quicker than Dave. He has the best Emmy-winning writers in show business, and like Dave, he has great musical guests. And Colbert does something none of the other late-night hosts do. He'll sit down the whole band and interview them prior to their performance. Frankly, I don't know why no one else has picked up on this practice, because sometimes the only thing better than listening to music is listening to music when you know the story behind it. Bring on an hour of Colbert. Late night television could do much worse. My name is Cal Coat. This hour, the story behind the final album from New York's house band Black 47. Right now, another debut just for you from Bossa Cucanova's latest, our kind of bossa. It's Balanza on World Beat Canada Radio.
A gente balança, não pode parar.
album pretty hard over the last couple of months on World Beat Canada Radio, but there are so many great tracks. Abibio Sound Machine from their debut and Ua the Peacock. Before that, brand new Bossa Cucanova. We haven't heard from them for about 5 years. And they're a fresh approach to Bossa. Singing that one was Chris Delano. Here is another brand new album from our good friend Andrew McPherson of Echo Deck, a real global music innovator from Canada, and we have to get him on the program to talk about this disc because it is something else. Singing in Tongues, you heard it here first, Village in Me from Echo Deck.
Hi folks, Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, show. Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Wow, that is one fat, freaky Moog synthesizer on Echo Deck's album Village in Me. Some great tracks on that disc. Look forward to talking to him. April 17th, Montreal Ska veterans of Planet Smashers bring the happiest rhythm in the universe to the Rickshaw Theater on East Hastings with guests Los Kung Fu Monkeys, Ja Cutta, and Rude City Riot on the road to the Victoria Ska Fest 2014. April 18th, Vancouver's Latin funk rock music machine Santa Lucia crashed Joe's apartment on Granville for an evening on the Tequila Express. Special guest singer-songwriter Daniel Howell. Next night, April 19th, at the Capilano University Blue Shore Financial Center, French acoustic chanson group Paris Combo perform a fun-loving mix of jazz, French pop, gypsy music with nods to cabaret, Latin, and Middle Eastern rhythms. And April 23rd at the Blue Shore Financial Center, that's at Capilano University, by the way, a rare breed, Regina Carter, is one of the most popular violinists in jazz with classical, R&B, and African influences. Recently, she began researching the African root of the violin, resulting in her acclaimed 2010 album Reverse Thread, exploring compositions by artists from Kenya, Mali, and Senegal. That should be another heck of a show. As it is going to be a big show when Black 47 play their last call in November of this year. Larry Kerwin from the band will be joining us a little bit later in this program. Right now, Kobo Town, Drew Gonsalves, and Joe the Paranoiac.
Come let me tell you about my friend Joe. He spends all day sitting by the radio. Tell him to come out but he won't go. He only waiting for the bomb to blow. He said some weapons missing and they don't know where they went. And one of them might be nuclear. And unconfirmed reports have confirmed this fact, that today is the day something go happen.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Gong along,
shouted round the town. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling. But
ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Dong-a-long, dong-a-long,
shout it around. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down. Above his head, an ex camera set up by his bed. When he talks on the phone, they know what he said. You feel all this would have the man upset, but he says this he happily enjoys. Nothing else will help him to sleep secure, and the whole while he's feeling reassured that Joe is mistaking the disease for the cure.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, you hear the siren sing.
Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Dong along,
shout it round the town. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
your head is siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Dong along,
shout it around. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down. You think Joe would have felt a fool when the bomb he found was just a plumber's tool? When the noise in the night was the neighbor mule? The training camp he reported was a Sunday school. When the anthrax he took down to the police, out to be a whole hunk of moldy cheese. They think this will put him on minor teeth, but he can smell a dirty bomb in a plate of rice and peas. Guantanamo on a holiday.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Bang along,
shout it around. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Bang along, bang along,
better shout it around. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling. Shouted from the town. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down.
Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling,
your head is siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling.
Bang-a-long, bang-a-long,
better shout it out.
last time you turned on your radio and it returned the favor? Tickle your ears with a touch of the exotic. Up close and intimate.
But wait, there's more.
Hello, baby.
You're on the pod.
On the pod.
Swish.
With World Beat Canada Radio.
Radio.
This is an animal. This is Kurtik.
You know, Yaro Milko and the Cue Balkanics had a great time making that album, Cigarros Explosivos, and El Topo, overdriven cumbia, Balkan brass, and surf guitar. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we'll keep things Latin. This time it's from Rumba Caliente, a band that is still together on Facebook, apparently. But it's a track pulled from the golden era of Boogaloo from The Rough Guide to Latin Rare Groove, a track that won The Temptations a number one hit on the Billboard Top 100 and three Grammy Awards back in 1973. Papa was a Rolling Stone on World Beat Canada Radio.
Son bebela, son bebela.
Mali Mauyo,
Another album that we've been exploring a lot on the program, only because it has so much to offer, Kanu by Mamani Keita. The former backup singer for Salif Keita came together with just bass, drums, guitar. And Jalal Kibali is the name of the track that we heard. Next, Larry Kerwin maps out the final steps of Black 47. They have a brand new album to celebrate called, appropriately enough, Last Call. They'll tell us all about it. That's next on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. You picked a great day to be here. In the life of every bar and every bar band, as certainly as there is happy hour, there is last call. For New York City's house band, that means one more set, and arguably, they've saved the best for last. Celtic Crush radio host, playwright, author, and esteemed frontman for Black 47 rejoins the show with a final word on the new and final Black 47 album, Last Call. Congratulations, Larry.
Thanks so much, Cal. Good to be back on your show again.
It feels like you put your very best into every track on this album, put a big bow on it, and left your fans with a real musical gift.
That's nice to hear. Everybody's been raving about the album. It happened in an odd way. We decided to call it a day in about a year, and we decided instead of going out playing our old song to do a new album, and so it had to be done pretty quickly. So I wrote a lot of the songs quickly, and we rehearsed them and did them as much as we could live, and then went straight into the studio and basically did the Black 47 live feel in the studios. There are very few overdubs, and it just seemed to work.
The wonderful thing about Black 47 albums is the colorful cast of characters you introduce us to. I mean, factual or fictional. Last Call opens with Salsa O'Keefe. Tell us about her. Factual, fictional, or a little of both?
I would say a little of both. It was a woman I knew in the Bronx who was part Irish and part Puerto Rican, and she moved pretty effortlessly between the communities. In the Bronx, the Irish area was kind of surrounded by Latino, Dominican, and Puerto Rican people. And they generally tended to stay apart, but because of her dual heritage, she tended to move between them, and she was quite a looker.
I bet.
Everyone loved her, and I just remembered the way she walked down the street. That was the impulse. A number of us had come from playing Latin music and being really interested. But for some odd reason, although there was little tinges of it in Black 47 before, we had never really done a salsa or a tango or anything. So this was a shot to introduce the Latino-type music.
You got the horns for it, so.
Yeah, you know, and Fred, the trombone player, he had come from a Latin jazz background in the big Bronx and Upper Manhattan combos he played in the 80s when he came to New York first. So we did have the background for it.
You wrote us a great epitaph on the inside sleeve touching on the rationale behind standing down after 25 years. But what was the backstory? I mean, were the other guys like, about frickin' time, Kerwin? Or was there a chance of a Black 47 spin-off group from some bandmates who just haven't had their fill yet?
No, it seemed like the right time for everything. I got the idea, actually, on stage in Buffalo. We were doing an Irish festival there, and the band sounded really good. And the drive back, I was thinking, wow, maybe this is the time to go out when we're sounding really good at the top of our game, rather than having kind of an endless end to put a cap on it, and then people can look back on it. All the albums are there, I think there's 14 of them or whatever, so there's plenty of material. And we always encouraged people to tape and to video the gig, so there's a huge amount of Black 47 material moving around on YouTube and whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just felt to everyone like, let's just do it. You know, it was about a year and 3 months away when we made the announcement, and it coincides with the 25th anniversary of our first date. So for once, we wanted to finish it in the right way. You know, a lot of bands stay longer than their time, and Black 47 could have gone on indefinitely because we a big and loyal following and a diverse one.
Yeah, go with your gut. You've got your Celt in a Twist in World Beat Canada Radio, and we have Black 47's Larry Kirwan back with us with a last call from the band that the Irish Voice deems the most influential Irish-American band in history. The new and final album blazes with politically charged fire and relevancy, and tickles with warm-hearted malarkey as well, as only this band could package. Check it out at the homepage, black47.com. So, Larry, do you have anything special planned for November of this year when the band officially stands down?
Not really. You know, Black 47's never done the same set twice in 2,600 gigs. So, you know, who knows? We improv a lot on stage, and I'm sure it'll be a big emotional goodbye, and we'll probably have guests, you know, who have played with us over the years.
I really dig the old school crowdfunding you did for this disc. Pledgees of $100 or more were rewarded with their name on the inside cover fold. Interestingly, hardly an obvious Irish surname among them, I noticed. One definitely stands out, the Ass Monkeys, which I'm assuming is a band of such stature that they could scrape together $100 between them. Go Ass Monkeys.
Oh, you know, I haven't really looked at it. But that's interesting you say that. I mean, we have a big Irish-American and Irish-Canadian following. But the biggest thing I get at gigs is, I'm not Irish, but... That's the biggest greeting I get. So the band moved in a lot of different circles and moved a lot of people from different areas. And that's actually one of the reasons I want to finish it right, too, is because the band means a lot to a lot of people. So you do have a responsibility in finishing it in the right way. Well, I'll still be going on doing my solo thing, as will every member of the band. I'll be doing different things. It's not that we're stopping individually, it's just that we want to put Black 47 away in the correct manner.
Well, in a world of lower expectations, I mean, integrity is something that we don't see often, and we do appreciate when it comes around. Larry, can you set up Johnny Comes a Courtin' for us? Let's go from fond farewells to where relationships often begin.
Johnny Comes a Courtin' is a special song to me because I've always maintained that the Irish, to some degree, invented reggae music. And the background of the song is when Oliver Cromwell came to Ireland and defeated the Irish. He had a huge number of prisoners on hand, men and women, and he decided that seeing the sugar plantations were beginning in Barbados and Jamaica and all through the West Indies under British rule, that he would ship the Irish out as the first slaves. Then they ran out of Irish slaves and they needed to bring in African slaves. So the Irish were the first ones, the Africans came second, and there was a lot of intermarriage between Irish and Africans, and that created the culture in the West Indies. So Johnny Comes a Courtin' is kind of a letter back from a daughter to a father, although of course that didn't happen, but saying she has a big decision to make, and the decision to make comes up in the last verse of the song.
Thank you. You're so far away. I have need of your advice on this blazing day. Cromwell and his roundheads, they've sold me for a slave to cut the sugar cane in Jamaica. To cut the sugar cane. Then Johnny come a courtin', oh yeah, love light shining, oh yeah. Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home over the sea to Ireland.
Daughter, think of you and I. Since the round has dragged you off in the cruel night, I daily wait upon the shore for word of your return. Hope that you are safe and in good company.
Oh, Father, dear Father, the sun has braised my skin. My poor hands are cut to shreds by the sugar cane. Johnny shows me kindness, his smile has warmed my soul. Oh, I need your advice and good counsel. Oh, I need your advice when
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home over the sea to Ireland. Daughter, young Seamus came today to reaffirm his love for you until his dying day. Like me, he waits for word from you from far across the main. Praise that you're still thinking about him.
Oh, Father, dear Father, you grieve for me at home. But I must seek protection, I can no longer live alone. Johnny's skin is blacker than November's early storm, and he will not be denied an answer. Oh, he will not be denied when
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home
over the sea to Ireland.
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home over the sea to Ireland. Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home
over the sea to Ireland.
Johnny comes a-courting. Oh yeah, love light shining. Oh yeah, Johnny, if I love you, I will never go home over the sea to Ireland.
O bruxo de Juazeiro, numa caverna do louro francês. Quem terá tido essa fazenda de arais? Fitas cassete, uma ergométrica, os restos de rabada. Lá fora o mundo ainda se torce para encarar a equação. Pura invenção, dança da moda, pensamento grego antigo diz que quando chegares aqui, é um dom que muito homem não tem, que é a influência do jazz. E tanto faz se o bardo judeu romântico de Minnesota, porque o meu reconhece de volta a Ítaca. A nossa vida nunca mais será igual. Samba de roda, mel carnaval, Rio, São Francisco, Rio de Janeiro, canavial. A nossa roda é foda. Velho profeta, chave da casa de munição. O velho transformou o mito das raças tristes em minotauros, Júnior Cigano, em José Aldo, Lioto Machida, Vitor Belfort, Anderson Silva e a coisa toda. Bossa nova é foda. É foda. A bossa nova é foda. A bossa nova é foda. Chave da casa de munição. Velho transformou o mito das raças tristes em minotauro, Júnior Cigano, em José Aldo, Lioto Machida, Vitor Belfort, Anderson Silva e a coisa toda. A bossa nova é foda. A bossa nova é foda. A bossa nova é foda. A bossa nova é foda.
More than an elder statesman, Caetano Veloso is somewhat of a deity in Brazil. And he's still an innovative force to be reckoned with. Abracacao, or A Warm Hug, is the name of his new album. And what we heard was a bossa nova e foda, which literally translates into bossa nova is effing great. We think so too, Mr. Veloso. The Bollywood voices of Kishore Kumar and Asha Bhosle found their way into the mixing bag of British duo Malachi. That's next with I Deserve to Know on World Beat Canada Radio.
We're someone if someone pushes me. And carry guns if guns all I see. CNN and Al Jazeera TV think we're living in some distant past. War in Jerusalem, war in Beirut, war over an even Bristol too. You wouldn't believe what war's got this world into, and you'd have thought that we'd have learned by now. But
I deserve to know. can't imagine they do a lot of surfing in Finland, but if they did, that's what it sounds like. Astro instrumentalists Laika and the Cosmonauts from the album Local Warming and Mr. Melee. And before that, Malachi and I Deserve to Know, that's spelt N-O. My name is Cal Cote. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist. If you missed the interview with Larry Kerwin, you can check it out again on this week's edition of Celt in a Twist Radio, Canada's contemporary Celtic radio hour. We'll leave you with the Gotan Project, which is kind of tango spelt sideways, and Una Musica Brutale. But our last word flies in the face of conventional thinking from Marcus Tullius Cicero, a Roman statesman, scholar, and orator who said, "To disregard what the world thinks of us is not only arrogant, but utterly shameless."
En el triste carnaval, una música brutal, melodías de dolor.
Communications.